Well, back on our TV screens, of course, is Married at First Sight. And these guys last night tying the knot, Booker and Brett, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really good. And do you know what, guys? I'm excited to talk to you two because you guys got a little bit of spunk going on. Now, they say opposites attract, right? And please don't take offence to this either of you, but Brett, you've been painted as a mummy's boy, and Booker, you've been painted as a hard-ass metal chick. How nice is it to see the two of you come together?
I would just like to say I'm absolutely a mummy's girl, so yeah, you can be a hard-ass metal chick and be a mummy's girl. Like
so, why not?
Yeah,
the mummy's boy tag's pretty accurate for me too.
See, I like that. That's sweet.
Totally. I mean, yeah, parents are the best. So, and mums are also the best. I just want to say
yeah,
that.
That's awesome. Guys, you've spent a few months together now, and obviously most of the show has finished filming at the moment. So you spend a bit of time with each other. What has been like a habit that's annoyed you about each other over the filming of the series?
Yeah, let's have a little. We'll get back to you in about 5 minutes. We've just got to have a think. Brett, what about the hairdryer, Brett? I mean, that was only.
Get home from the commitment ceremony, hairdryer on at all hours of the morning. You did refer to yourself as super single.
Yeah.
Super single.
Yeah, it's the term that's quite, you know, after you've been alone for a long time and you sort of forget how to coexist with a partner. So basically what happened was I was drying my hair at about 3 o'clock in the morning and just sort of failed to consider the fact that Brett was, you know, meters away trying to sleep in bed and I was in the bathroom. So, yeah, that's pretty annoying.
I'm on your team, though. I dry myself every morning with a hairdryer instead of a towel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just want to give yourself that little bit of extra love, I feel.
Yeah, a bit of warmth.
Save on washing, but, you know, spend more on electricity.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. That's so true. Brett, would you say that's one of Booker's bad habits?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it's strong enough to be a habit. It happened maybe once or twice.
Okay, right.
Not a lot's coming to mind in terms of annoying habits, really.
Okay, oh, that's good.
So no Dutch ovens, nothing like that, you want to confess?
Oh.
Hello.
No, you curbed that pretty quickly when I...
True.
Well, I thought, Brett, you were about to dot Booker in there for that one.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Hey, what's it been like having a sex psychologist on the show this year? Has that helped you guys out?
Alessandra was like, "Well, what do we call it? The magical sex fairy.
The magical sex fairy, yeah.
That's not what my wife calls me.
Yeah, I've been called that before.
That was only $2 under the pillow, though.
Dude, when you go to Thailand.
Jeez.
I mean, really, I feel like everyone should have been paying her to, you know, like. She was doing everyone else a favour.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not there to pay us for her presence. She's amazing. She was great to work with. She gave incredible advice, I thought. Yeah, asking hard-hitting questions, definitely.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Unless you're quite comfortable with speaking about those types of things, those topics, then yeah, it can definitely be quite
absolutely
in your face.
Awesome.
Great.
Thank you so much, Booker and Brett. We love you guys and wish you nothing but all the best for this season.
Thank you
so much, guys.